work session and discussion on our upcoming public hearing topic, which is the Verizon cell tower, which is Jasper Road. So Andy Lindberg is presenting that, 30 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to be fairly brief. A lot of the details of the application, which involves essentially relocation of a tower approved by the city council back in July. Just a kind of a synopsis, commissioners are no doubt aware of kind of the play-by-play of this application. It came before the planning commission back in June, I believe. It was referred to city council, who elected to hear the discretionary use and site plan on their initiative and pursuant to the provisions of the development code. They approved this, the application for discretionary use in the site plan as presented in July. There was a notice of intent to appeal filed in August by the Relief Nursery, which is adjacent property owner to the north. They had objected to the placement of the tower relative to their property line and felt that the tower, due to the height of the tower and the proximity to the property line, there was a potential that the tower, should it topple, could fall into their property, endangering children and other people who might be present on the site. So the intent to appeal was filed in August. The Verizon Wireless intervened, and so therefore was kind of a co-defendant to us in the appeal. There has been dialogue between Verizon, the city, and the nursery since the appeal was filed, and with the intent to try to find an amicable resolution to this issue. The objection is not the concept of there being a cell phone tower nearby, it's
so,
just the location.
You said intent to appeal,
correct.
And you said an appeal was filed. The appeal has not been filed, or has it?
It has been.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, so the notice of intent to appeal is what's required to let NOBA,
sure.
LUBA know that you are appealing, and so we call it a notice of intent to appeal.
Right.
And then there's a whole slew of procedural requirements that happen after that, including filing the record and all. So they did start the process at LUBA, to answer your question.
So the applicant, and I guess, so let me remember the course of events. So the challenge that Verizon faced is that they weren't able to get in touch with the property owner. The property that they had secured a lease arrangement with was undergoing a bankruptcy proceeding, I believe, and so there was a trusteeship. So they were essentially tied to the original lease location, and there wasn't the opportunity to just kind of arbitrarily move the site around to satisfy the nature of the appeal. As time passed, they were able to get buy-in from the property owner, or at least the representative of the property, to find an alternate location on the site that met the criteria of being farther than the height of the tower away from the Relief Nursery property. It also was sufficiently set back from the perimeter property line to the north and the west, which is the school, Mount Vernon Elementary School. And they have proposed to relocate it. I said in the staff report it's about 200 feet. It's actually closer, about 160 feet west of its original location, just essentially pushing it directly west, and the same configuration as had been proposed, the same kind of tower, the design, the enclosure, which is a fenced area with an equipment shelter, the implications being that would need to be a greater distance of fiber optic cable and utilities laid underneath the ground, and an extended driveway in order to reach the site for occasional maintenance. So that's what is before the commission this evening. It is the relocated approved tower design and compound at an alternate location within the site. Now, the reason that the city has advertised for public hearing is because there was public notification and response and testimony provided earlier. There was concerns about the appearance, there was concerns about its location, and so this provides the opportunity for previous respondents and anyone else that might become interested in its new location to testify on the this evening. As of tonight, I had received two phone calls. One person actually was asking if the cell tower could be placed on their property, which was somewhat amusing because they are east of South 42nd Street off Jasper Road. They have property that's not currently in the city limits, and they also back onto their residential neighborhood. Residential property is much more restrictive in having a cell tower just kind of placed in your backyard for the lease money. So we had a discussion. I don't think that Verizon would be receptive to trying to, you know, basically change horses midstream now and go with something far more, I guess, restricted, and yeah, far it would not be really approvable at that location. There's just far too many constraints. So the other inquiry was from a gentleman that had testified before your the planning commission, an elderly gentleman. He lives on the south side of Jasper Road across from the property where this is being located. He and his son had interest in the appearance of the cell phone tower and its I guess resemblance to an evergreen tree. He had asked about its location relative to the former site that had been selected. And I think that in describing that the location is actually right in where there are some existing conifers, some fir trees, he seemed satisfied that, you know, he didn't have any further comments or anything. So nothing written has been submitted to the record, a couple of verbal inquiries. I also did receive contact late this afternoon from the representative of the Relief Nursery, and they had inquired about the proceedings this evening, and I had indicated that it would be very helpful if they were to attend this evening to at least provide neutral, if not supportive, testimony that yes, indeed, this relocation would satisfy our concerns, and therefore the appeal would be satisfactorily addressed upon should this be approved this evening. So, hopefully, the stars will align and everything. The information that we're looking for this evening. The applicant's representative, Lauren Russell from SmartLink, I believe will be making the presentation. There is some slight adjustments to the site plan as far as the study appearance of it relative to the site location and some other information that they'll be providing in their presentation this evening. So in summary, staff will be presenting the alternate location. All other aspects, for all intents and purposes, remain the same, and there'll be opportunity for any respondents to provide testimony if anyone does this evening. Give it to you for consideration.
My recollection is that there was some deliberation at the previous hearing in relation to how many branches per foot or something like that, and that part of the previous determination was that it needed to be a certain configuration.
Correct.
Is that now all swept away, or does that still apply to the decision that is made tonight?
And that's a good point, because it has been incorporated into the latest design. So there were a number of conditions of approval, as it was consistent between what was recommended to the commission and then before the city council, as to conditions of site plan approval. In their modified submittal, the applicant has clarified that they are indeed proposing the 3-branch-per-foot design that resembles redwood or sequoia, more densely branched design, and essentially designed so that it is more, instead of being very vertical like a pipe cleaner, it'd be more of a tree type of a configuration. So they have addressed a number of the conditions, not all, there are some before you recommended, but a number of the conditions have been satisfied. That also includes some of the wellhead protection measures that the city had been looking at with a diesel generator that they're proposing. Clarifying that the height is actually 90 feet high. They're having a 5-foot kind of topper to make sure it's not a blunt top in front of a home shape, which is not actually the antenna itself, it's just like a, essentially a little mini Christmas tree almost stuck on top to make it look like a real tree. So, you know, there's a variety of things that have been refined in this, and I believe that the applicant will be providing an update and also some additional information for your consideration tonight. It'll probably be handed out at the meeting for you to review, and then they'll be able to summarize kind of what has happened and if there's any other kind of fine-tuning to the site design that is not obvious in just looking at the site plan.
I have a few questions I'd like to give to you now rather than do it in the...
If it's all right, it's, I mean, if you want to raise the questions now, but it's better to have these discussions during the hearing, because otherwise we're going to have to repeat all of this during the hearing.
I'd like to raise them now because it gives staff opportunity to perhaps...
Think about it.
Think about it.
That's fine.
The first one was, I recall there was a topographic survey of the site that does not include the 160 feet to the west. On the original topographic survey, was that expanded?
Not in the information we obtained.
Okay, that's correct. The storm drain, I believe there, I had a question regarding storm drain on site, and I was wondering if that might have been figured out where that storm drain does in fact go to.
I don't believe it's connected to anything because there's no public system in Forest Street. It would eventually connect to the future road itself.
Could be
east west road.
Could be a private system.
Possibly, but it doesn't show up on our mapping. So mm-hmm. It would not be public line.
And there was a design for a future street that would go through the project. Is the tower going to the new location of the tower? Is that going to fit with the design for the future street?
Yes, it still allows for the street to go through here. It's essentially would be tucked back in the corner behind what would be future frontage on the south side. So presumably, you know, in the future, there'd be development on the street frontage, typically where there'd be access driveways and, you know, building facades. So this would be at the rear of the property. Right now, it's the rear from the 42nd, south 42nd side, way in the back. Mm-hmm. It also would be the back for future buildings facing on the Forest Street. So it's kind of, it's tucked into the corner, so to speak. So, and that'll be more evident in staff's presentation as far as the showing of the property lines and future road and its proposed location as well as the airflow.
City Council had the option of weighing in on it last time. I guess they did. Do you think that's going to happen this time?
Following this approval, the City Council at the, wasn't the last meeting, it was the meeting on
September or something.
September
19th.
It was the 28th. 21st. I think it was the 21st. They adopted a motion to have the Planning Commission adjudicate this. The only circumstance where the City Council would revisit this is if it were appealed.
Anything else?
Just one question related to distance setback from the Mount Vernon Elementary School property line. What is that number?
It's a little over 100 feet. So with a 90-foot high structure, if it should have toppled, it wouldn't fall onto the school site there. It is less than 90 feet from the north property line, which is a separate commercial parcel that is vacant right now. And it is owned by, I think it's owned by the school district. But they had not expressed any concerns. And I'll reiterate this in the actual meeting too, for the record, that we notified the school district both in writing and also I contacted the representative personally to just give them a heads up, just emailed them the site plan to say, as an FYI, if there's any concerns, let us know, and it was, you know, with the hopes that we'd hear something early on. There wasn't any response, and I guess staff observes that there are cell tower locations within some of the school sites within Springfield, so it doesn't appear that the district has any specific objections to them, their presence, and this is not on their site, it's proximate to their site. So they don't, I guess they don't have any opposition to the presence of a cell tower in the neighborhood.
You were mentioning the planning about, you know, vegetation that Verizon originally puts up. Does Verizon long-term maintain responsibility to keep that up? Is that something the city looks after a while?
It would be privately owned. And so I believe the intent of Verizon is to plant low-maintenance native landscaping that would, after an establishment period, the intent is to have something that is essentially non-irrigated and non-maintained. So it, you know, it, yeah, but essentially would provide a screening and buffer around their fenced enclosure. They'd also have benefit of existing vegetation on the perimeter of the site too, so it'll actually add additional kind of I guess screening of the facility, both from the north and the school to the west as well, because there's kind of a row, kind of L-shape of evergreen trees around that, in that corner where they're proposing it. So it will be privately maintained. And at some point in the future, not knowing what, you know, when that would be, it will be part of a commercial site. And so it will comprise the landscaping of a future commercial development, and that would have to be maintained by, you know, the property owner of that site. They kind of inherit, I guess, the landscaping that's installed with this project.
Anything else? I guess we are adjourned then until 7 o'clock.